A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is one of those sermons on the quality of persistence in prayer. Why does Jesus insist that we be persistent in our prayer to God? Is it because God is somehow deaf, hard of hearing, reluctant, that he needs to be reminded how bad things are with us, or at least we think they are? Of course not. Persistence in prayer is a learning tool for those who pray. It is to immerse ourselves more solidly and over a longer period of time in prayer, so that we as prayers might be changed. Not that God is somehow changed. That's absurd. He is the changeless one, but you and I are all over the place. Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, of whom theologians have said is the perfect prayer because it includes every conceivable human need of any account. Jesus says, if your peers, you weak, fallen human beings, know how to give good things to each other, why should you possibly doubt? Why should you possibly doubt that God will not respond to you with the best things that you need? Not always what you want. We are, alas, are involved in a society that has conflated or confused its needs with its wants. We want many things and we need few things. And sometimes the very things that we want are in direct opposition to the things that we need. And we do not see that. So we persist in asking for things that we want without knowing that God will not grant them. Not only because we don't need them, but because they are harmful, because they will take us away from him rather than bring us closer to him. Jesus wants us to be in prayer. In his humanity, he was constantly seeking out places of prayer so that he might focus on the union that existed forever, for all time, between his divinity and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And so he is a very icon of prayer. It is God's interaction with us, his concern for us, that causes the incarnation, the prayer of God's people, draws the concern of God. He really does care about us. He says, Moses, he says, I have heard your prayers, and I have seen the condition of my people in Egypt. I will come to you and help you. I will be with you. But not merely content in modern times, modern in the long span of things, meaning from the incarnation on, God was not content to send messengers or surrogates. He himself comes down as an answer to the prayers of his people. Yes, the life of prayer is a reality check for all of us. Do we spend time with our God? Do we place ourselves at his disposal? Do we make ourselves available with the one thing that we cannot fabricate a second of time? Do we spend time with God as a loving companion, as a merciful Father, as the all-powerful God? By letting ourselves be subject to him, he will answer our needs. He will come to our aid. It may not again be in the way that we poor limited creatures think we need, but it is always for the best. One can never, ever go wrong by being in prayer. For after all, is not the life of prayer, the communication with God, is what we are created for? Here in this world, and most importantly, in the world to come. If we have not learned how to pray here, how can we conceivably pray for eternity? I think that's part of what purgatory is about, that it teaches us the skills of perseverance and of prayer, and burns out all of the false concepts that keep us from a life of prayer. And brothers and sisters, you can learn all you want about prayer, but the best way is to do prayer. Amen.